We embrace as soon as the lift doors close, and we can't be seen. Arms pulling each other in close, my breasts pressed against your chest. Lips kissing as hours of flirtation come to a head. It's passionate and intense. And we moan with desire, kissing hard as the lift starts to rise. The way you kiss is different. I don't know how, but somehow it is. You're 30 years older than me. We're different generations. I suppose we do things differently. You don't kiss like someone my own age. It's heated, but not frantic. Gentlemanly, but firm. You make me feel so young. All day there's been this smouldering, dangerous flirting between us. I kept seeing how you looked at me, your eyes lingering too long, your gaze wandering down to my cleavage, and stole glances at my bottom. As father of the bride, you really shouldn't have been looking at one of the bridesmaids like that. But I loved that you were. I've always had a thing for you, the older man, my best friend's father. There's always been something between us, a forbidden desire. But we never acted upon it, the sexual tension between us. I was always too nervous, and you were always too respectful. But today, seeing you so handsome in your tailored three-piece suit, our flirting intensified. Suggestive comments and innuendos whispered between us. Hands brushing thighs under the table. We both knew we wanted each other. And as the wine flowed to celebrate your daughter, my best friend's wedding, we relented to our forbidden lust. We sneaked off, slipping away as the others danced, heading for my room to make a fantasy that I've had for over 20 years a reality. As we kissed in the lift, your strong arms around me, I drink in your scent, your cologne, the oil for your well-groomed beard, a hint of sandalwood. It's a smell I've loved for years, and I can't get enough. You break away. I think maybe you're having second thoughts. You've often said I'm so close to your daughter. We're like sisters. Is this too weird? Too taboo? But to my delight, you start to kiss my neck. I reach up and run my fingers through your thick, graying hair. I see our reflection in the mirrored glass of the lift. My arms around you, as you embrace me like a vampire, your lips kissing the vulnerable flesh of my neck. The door slides open. We're on my floor, and we spill out into the corridor. Overcome with our passion, we don't care if anyone sees us. Like a couple on honeymoon, we kiss all the way down to my room. Rolling along the walls, our tongues in each other's mouths. With a swipe of my room keycard, we tumble inside. Now totally alone and safe from the eyes of others, our passion and lust intensifies. The older, gentleman exterior you project starts to drop. The red-blooded man underneath breaches the surface. You break away from our kissing to take your jacket off. Your waistcoat underneath makes you look rakish. Part of me doesn't want you to undress further. You look so dashing in your suit. But I also want to see your body. To see if you look like how I've imagined you since I was a girl. I drop my purse and start to fumble with my dress. But you step forward and stop me. Clearly you want to undress me yourself. And I'm happy to let you. You take your time, kissing my shoulders and neck, softly as you run your hands over me. I don't know how we're not ripping each other's clothes off. Decades of hidden desire are raging within both of us. But you're taking your time as if unwrapping a gift and savoring the moment. Savoring me. You kiss me again. It's different from how you did in the lift. Somehow possessive. And as if to reinforce it. Your hand reaches for my throat. Your fingers grip it and I gasp, telling me with your actions that in this room, in this moment, I'm yours. My legs feel like jelly. I reach up and hold your wrist, not to pull your hand away, but to feel it there. To experience this moment at its fullest, a gentleman with a dark side. I wished for this, to be taken by you. The statement made, you release me. Your hands run across my shoulders. You free the straps of my dress. Your hands playing over my upper chest. So teasingly close to my breasts, soft and gentle. They are the hands of an academic. You fit the cliche of a hot university professor. Female students must be throwing themselves at you all the time. But it's me. Me you choose to act out your fantasies of a much younger woman with. I shiver as you pull my dress down to expose my bra. My cleavage heaves as I see the fire in your eyes. How often did I wear low-cut tops to your house when visiting your daughter, hoping to catch your eye? And now I stand before you, your hands just inches away from my breasts. You lean forward. You take your time, and I sense you've thought about doing this for years. You fill your lips and your beard as you kiss my skin, and smell your hair. Fuck, this is perfect. Without missing a beat, you reach around and unhook my bra smoothly. There's no fumbling. You release my bra clasp with well-practiced ease. And you pull my bra away and watch my breasts fall free. Large and heavy. Your lips soon reach my nipples. And you start to suck. Hard, but not too hard. I gasp as the attention you give my breasts makes my pussy tingle. You've been lusting after my breasts all day, and your sucking becomes harder and harder. Sucking as much of my nipple, my tit, into your mouth as you can. I squeeze them together, holding them up. encouraging you to enjoy my big, full breasts. And you do, licking, sucking, and nibbling them, tugging my nipples with your teeth, and lapping at them until they're all slick. I love it. My nipples are stiff, loving, feeling your mouth upon them as your beard feels prickly against my tender skin. Then, you turn me around, push my upper back, and make me crawl onto the bed. I feel vulnerable on all fours before you. At your mercy, I can't help but part my legs. I want this so much. I look over my shoulder to see you standing behind me, admiring me and how my skirt clings to my bottom. You then climb on the bed behind me, and with both hands, you pull my skirt up over my ass to reveal my matching lace panties. Your hands run over my bottom and around my hips. You tell me how beautiful I am, and how you love my smooth skin and curves. It's exactly what I want to hear. I'm putty in your hands. Your strong fingers grip my panties and pull them down, peeling them away from my wet pussy and pulling them down around my knees. You leave them there, which makes me feel naughty. I feel you lowering your face behind me. I feel your breath against my wetness, and I bite my lip, expecting your lips, your tongue any second, but I don't. Instead, I hear you sniffing. You're sniffing my pussy, my scent. I could be weirded out, but I'm not. Somehow it's hot. You love the way I look, the way I feel, and the way I smell. I lower my head submissively and spread my legs wider for you, giving you better access to enjoy my pussy, and you do, taking big, deep sniffs, knowing that you, this hot, much older man, this gentleman has a filthy side, such a turn on. Your sniffing turns to kisses, and I moan loud as your mouth plays over my pussy. Soon you're licking, lapping at my pussy, running your tongue up and down my lips, dipping inside me, then teasing my clit with the tip of your tongue. I know what you're doing, gauging my reactions to discover how I like my pussy touched. And I oblige, gasping loudly when I feel you press your mouth against me and slide your tongue in deep. I love feeling your face against my pussy, your beard against my inner thighs. I press my face into the bed and moan hard as you eat me out. Your hands grip my thighs as you lick, kiss and lap. Oh, I'm gonna come, and you sense it too. As your focus shifts to my clit, it's too much, and it doesn't even take a minute of you sucking and tickling my pulsing clit for me to climax. I muffle my screams with the pillow as you work your magic between my thighs. You pull away. I turn over to see you standing over me, undressing. You pull off your tie, unfasten your cufflinks, unbutton your waistcoat, and remove your shirt. I simply watch you as you reveal your chest. It's just as I imagined. Aged, but toned and taut like oak. Your hair is turning white. You clearly look after yourself. You remove your belt. And I slip from the bed to stop you. I want to do the rest. I kneel before you, unbuckling your leather belt with my head dangerously close to your crotch. I pull your fly down, slowly. It's my turn to savor the moment. I work your trousers down, past your strong thighs. My mind briefly wondering if you used to play rugby in your youth. You step out of them, and I realize you've already taken off your shoes and socks when I wasn't looking. I look up and gulp. Your erection is very clear as it struggles in the tight red fabric of your jockey shorts. Its outline is clear, and I pause to admire that your hardness is for me. Trying not to fumble, like a teenager losing my virginity all over again. I ease your shorts down, feeling them resist as they snag on your hard cock. I pull a little harder to free them, and as they slide down your thighs, your stiff dick springs up. It's impressive. Long, hard, and textured with veins, neatly trimmed pubic hair, and a set of balls hanging below. It's my turn to show I'm a little filthy too. I bypass your cock and press my face into your balls, huffing on them. Your musk is intoxicating, manly, fresh. I feel your cock against my head as I rub my face into your nuts. Not too hard. I know they're sensitive. But enough to show I'm willing to share your kink for scent. I start to lick. My tongue plays across your balls. And I'm rewarded with you moaning in delight. That's a sound I could get very used to. As I kiss and lick your balls. I can't hold off any longer, and I open my mouth and take in your cock. I take most of your dick in my mouth and I start to blow you. I kneel before you, my head bobbing as you moan approvingly. I quickly get your cock all slick, and I spit a little for good measure. Your hand rests on my head. Not forcefully, but I love it being there. It presses my subby buttons. If you wanted to push my head further down your shaft, you could. If you wanted to fuck my throat, you could. I'd do anything for you right now. You could hold my hair and slam fuck my face, turning me into a drooling, gagging mess, and I'd take it. Every inch of your dick until your balls deep in my throat, using me like a slut. I'd welcome it. But you don't. You hold my head and tell me how good it feels to have your cock in my mouth. You make me feel like a good girl. You're a good girl. I suck keenly, eager to prove myself to you. I'm keen to act out the fantasy of giving you head since I was young. I start to kiss your cock, kissing from the tip down to your balls, and I keep going. Dropping low, twisting between your legs so I'm under you. My tongue licks from your balls to your asshole. You lean forward, allowing me to lick your most sacred place. Many men would pull away, unused or unsure about their asshole being stimulated, but you don't. You don't just allow it, you encourage it. Your musk is so rich here. I push my face between your ass cheeks, teasing the tip of my tongue into your tightness. Hand reaches up to massage your cock and balls. And my other hand grips your leg to steady myself. We must look a sight, lapping away like a sexual pet. But I don't care. I'm enjoying the moment, enjoying your mask. Your cock is rock hard in my hand. It's impressive for a man your age. And I pull my tongue from your ass, keen to return to servicing your dick. But you pull me up and tell me to return to bed. I pause to remove my dress, which I bought specially for your daughter's wedding. I let it drop to the floor before stepping out of it. I'm about to remove my shoes, but you stop me and tell me to keep them on. I'm naked, apart from my 5-inch heels. It feels kinky, and I like it, especially as I love these shoes. I bought the dress to match them. I crawl across the bed, and you get on the bed with me, laying down. Your cock standing proud and tall. Clearly you want me to ride you. So I straddle you, mounting you, and guiding your dick into my hot, wet, waiting pussy. I moan with satisfaction as I slide down onto you. After all these years, it feels incredible to have you inside me. Straight away I start to buck my hips, grinding myself onto you. I reach down and put my hands on your chest, running my fingers across you, feeling your chest hair. I get faster and faster as our moaning synchronizes. Your hands reach up, cupping my swaying breasts, feeling their size and their weight, squeezing them, pushing them together and letting them drop. Your fingers find my nipples, thick and hard. I gasp as you start to pinch them, tugging on them firmly, but gently. I lean forward, pushing them towards your face. I look over at the well-placed mirror in the room, seeing us both on the bed, fucking hard. There's a contrast between us, my smooth, pale skin, your tan, seasoned tone. Our age difference is apparent, and it thrills me. I fuck you even harder. I raise myself, getting into a better position so your cock can push deeper into me. My clit grinds against you as I ride, fast and hard. I dig my nails into your chest. You grab my breasts again, pinching my nipples in return. As I buck, it causes them to tug in your grip. Tingle of pain merges with the pleasure between my thighs to drive me forward. I feel you holding back. Ever the gentleman, you want me to come first. Back and forth, Back and forth I ride you. Your cock hits my G-spot. It brushes my cervix and I'm on the edge of coming. And you start to thrust, moving your hips too. I look down, admiring how handsome you are, how this moment, years in the making, has finally come true. I start to come. My toes, my body shudders. I cry out. Yes, yes, fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. I don't know where it comes from. I've never thought of you that way. But it feels so right in the heat of that moment. So wrong, but so very right. For a split second, I fear I've gone too far. I'm worried that calling you that has ruined the moment. It's been too taboo. But you keep thrusting. Keep pumping. Yes, baby girl, you say. Fuck your daddy. Your nasty words are music to my ears. An exquisite moment. I feel small, but protected. Perverted, but desired. Bound to you, but free to explore my fantasies. I'm going to come, Daddy. I managed to say as the mounting orgasm makes me... Do it. Fucking come on your daddy's cock, you reply. I never thought I'd hear such dirty words spilling from your mouth. I've never even heard you so much as swear. I try to respond that I am, and that I'm creaming hard on your dirty dick, but I can't form the words. I can only cry out as my orgasm powers through me. My head spins, my pussy gushes. I moan so loudly, everyone on this floor must hear me. It's almost too much to take. I want to collapse. To fall across your chest and catch my breath. But you're still pumping. Still thrusting. You're going to come next. And I so want you to. I want to feel your warm cum flooding me. So I keep working my hips. Talking dirty. Saying, I need your cum, Daddy. Your girl needs you to fill her up. My words make you thrust upward even harder. You're grunting, looking into my eyes as you edge closer and closer to dump those big, heavy balls into me. You grip me tightly, holding my hips. Once, twice more, you drive your cock up into me. And I feel your warmth. Splashing inside me. Your cock twitches as it spurts. And I smile. Smile as my new daddy comes inside me. I'm quick to clean you. To dismount you. And lick your slick cock as it becomes semi-hard. The smell is incredible. Sweat, pussy, and cum. And you stroke my hair as I kiss and lick your handsome cock. I want to show you how much this means to me. And somehow this submissive act of cleaning your cock with my mouth is my way of showing it. But you pull me up and have me lay next to you. My head upon your chest. It's sweet. And I love your strong arm coming around to pull me close. For a few moments, we say nothing. The realization of what we've just done sinks in. I've just fucked my best friend's dad, a much, much older man. old enough to be my own father. I run my fingertips over your chest, twirl them in your hair. I nuzzle in. That lovely smell of sandalwood you have makes me feel so happy. How you hold me tells me this isn't a one-off, not a tipsy mistake at a wedding, but the start of something. I wonder if we're being missed at the wedding, if anyone suspects what we're doing. But I don't care.